This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Joy 94.9 pre-Pride March broadcast. Our live Pride March commentary kicks off at 2 p.m. The joy of summer. Joy 94.9 and streaming online worldwide at joy.org.au.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, live from the balcony of the Prince. You can probably hear some talking and stuff going on in the background, Tass. We are going to be speaking to the Premier.
Yeah. And speaking of the Premier, Macca, I believe that he's about to join us.
We have the Premier online.
I am, guys. G'day, how are you?
G'day, how are you, Premier?
Happy Pride to both of you.
Happy Pride to you as well, and thank you for joining us this afternoon.
What a great day it is. The weather is perfect. As Premier, this is your third time you've marched as Premier, or second?
That is, must be the third.
Fantastic.
It must be.
To have the Premier marching now, I've got to get this out of the way quickly. Jude Munro didn't want to encourage me to do this, but I want to ask you, do you reckon you can tip in another $5 million to the Pride Centre?
Well, and it's all in the manner in which you ask. You see?
Please.
You've got me at a very happy moment. It's Pride. It's wonderful. The sun's shining. Look, I think we're doing pretty well in relation to the Pride Centre. It's going to be the biggest in the world. I'll have a word to Martin Foley about this so-called funding gap.
Exactly.
How does that sound?
I can't ask for more than that, and you know that I have a reputation for asking, so I've asked. Let's talk about now.
Well, that's the best we can hope for, Premier,
absolutely.
So thank you very much.
No worries.
Let's talk about, you know, the environment, you know, that you're going to be in today. There's going to be 6,000 people marching, 160 different groups. How proud does this make you feel, Dan, as Premier? How proud does it make you feel?
Well, it certainly makes me very proud to lead what is the progressive capital of our nation. You know, the inclusiveness, the really accepting nature of the Victorian community, at least from its leadership, and I think the vast majority of Victorians. There'll always be some people who don't share those views, but the vast majority of Victorians value fairness and decency and inclusion, and they understand that every Victorian, no matter their gender identity, their sexual orientation, their multicultural background, their faith background, no matter their diversity, Macca, everybody should feel safe and included, respected, valued, and should feel that that the government and all the institutions of the state are there for them as much as anybody else. And that's exactly why I, as the leader of the government and the leader of the state, am very proud to lead the Pride March today.
And Premier, there's never been a more important time. I came out in 1972. That's a long time ago. There's never been a more important time for our community to stand up and be proud, but also for governments to demonstrate, not just with funding, but with support and with what they say and what they practice. And there's quite a few runs on the board. I'm very proud to be a Victorian, and I'm very proud that our Premier is marching today with a lot of your colleagues, but the Premier marching, that sends a really strong message, doesn't it, Tass?
It certainly does, Macca. It certainly does. Premier,
I certainly hope it does send a strong message. But we can be very proud, all of us. A lot's been achieved these last few years and over a much longer journey. And our community should be very proud of what's been, you know, fought for such a long time. Whether it's the apology, various legislative changes that we've been able to make, things like adoption equality. Sadly, we fell short in relation to some changes to birth certificates for the trans community, and on from that, the equal opportunity changes that we promised to introduce, we couldn't get the majority for those. I'll leave it to perhaps some of your other guests to explain why they didn't vote for those things, given that they're marching in Pride in the Pride March today. Symbols are important, but actions matter too. All of that's important. Our steadfast support for safe schools. We have been able to achieve a lot, but I think today's also a reminder, guys, that there's a lot more to do as well. And until we get marriage equality, we can't let that just become something that's always put off. We've got to keep fighting for that, because that day will be one where we can truly say that we're not just a progressive state, but we are a progressive nation.
Hear, hear. Well said, Premier.
And the changes that the government proposed to the Equal Opportunity Act, it won't come as a surprise, but I've spoken to Matthew Guy about this, and he said, you know, it's not off the table yet. I encourage Matthew to have a discussion with you to see how we can make this happen. This is one of the other bricks in the wall that we need. So if you're listening, Matthew, you know what's required. Premier, when you set off, what will be the first thought in your mind?
The first thought in my mind will be, isn't it great to see, and Kat's coming with me, as she has done each year.
Right. I was going to ask you who's marching with you, Premier.
Yeah, Kat's marching with me. Isn't it great to be the leader of a place that values every single Victorian and understands that statements matter, actions matter too, of course. You know, how you vote, the priorities you set, all of those things are important, but sometimes just being there is a really powerful statement. And look, it's a commentary on our nation that I was the first Premier in the country to lead a Pride March only a couple of years ago. You know, we've come a long way, but we've still got a lot more to fight for, and I intend to keep leading that fight as best I can. And I know that the communities will make sure that I do that. Today's a very important part of that, guys.
Premier Daniel Andrews, don't forget, give us a wave when you come past the Prince. We're going to be talking right through until 4 o'clock. Not me. I know everyone thinks, oh, my God, Mac is going to talk for another 3 hours.
No, he's not.
But
I'll look up and to the left.
Of course. Best way to look.
Which is always the best way to look. And I will see you there, and I'll wave to you.
This is the 2017 Midsummer Pride March broadcast, presented by Joy 94.9. Your voice, your radio station. The joy of summer. The joy of summer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.